This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Amazon has something new for the less than completely creditworthy consumers out there, something called Amazon Credit Builder, secured credit cards for Prime members who don't have sufficient credit to qualify for traditional cards. People put a deposit down as collateral and then get a card that potentially helps them build their credit. Nice idea, but does it work? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
About 10% of Americans have low credit scores, and about 45 million don't have a credit history at all. That could make life really difficult, says Jose Quinones, the founder of Mission Asset Fund, a San Francisco nonprofit that helps low-income people with financial services.
And without a credit report, you know, it's just impossible to do anything. In some states, you can't even get a job.
That's why his organization often works with clients to get a secured credit card. But they do have some problems.
Secure credit cards tend to be pricier than unsecured cards.
Larry Santucci is a research fellow at the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, where he has studied the effectiveness of these products. He found secured cards more often require an annual fee, with the average being $25 a year. They also have higher annual percentage rates than the average credit card, upwards of 25%. But in his study, he found the cards did help about a third of account holders improve their credit scores enough to qualify for a regular credit card, what the industry calls graduation.
And what we've seen is that graduation rates have increased in recent years, while the time required to graduate has really decreased considerably.
But secured cards still make up less than 5% of new credit accounts, and those who need them the most face some hurdles even getting them, according to Dara Duguay with the nonprofit Credit Builders Alliance.
One of the biggest barriers to obtaining a secured credit card is the actual security deposit.
She'd like to see more services offer the option to pay the deposit in installments instead of one lump sum. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.